Stacy, Brian, good morning. Hope you're both doing well.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, too.
All right, Stacy, give us the numbers. Pretty static, I guess, from last year to this. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Very consistent numbers right now. So we saw 40 single-family residential closings reported across all areas of Greenwich. That is exactly the same as in April 2024. Median sale price increased just over 40% to $3.25 million. That's up from $2.293 million in April 24. Days on market moving much more quickly at 61 days. That's a 32% decrease from the 90 days that we saw in April 2024. There were, in terms of new inventory, 93 new single-family listings brought to the market in this past month compared to 96 in April 24. So again, pretty consistent there. At month's end, the total active single-family inventory was 145 units, and that is a 7.1% decrease from April 24 when there were 156 units available. And when we jump over to condo and co-op sales, we saw 15 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich during this most recent April, and that is a decrease compared to 21 closings in April 24. The median sale price increased slightly, but is pretty consistent. It's at $955,000 compared to $935,000 the year prior. And average days on market was 33, and that's compared to 119 days in April 24. So again, just a really, really swiftly moving market right now. 29 new units brought to the market in April 25. That's compared to 22 new units in April 24. And at month end, total active inventory for condos and co-ops was 43 units, and that is a 38.7% increase from April 24, which is that, you know, we haven't seen a lot of increases in month-end inventory in either sector recently. So it's probably a welcome news for any buyers out there. That's compared to 43 is compared to 31 units this time last year.
All right. Go ahead.
Sorry. Pending sales. Just my last one. Pending sales. We've got 90 single family closings pending and 20 condo and co-op sales pending as of close of business yesterday.
All right. Forgot to write that down, Stacy. All right. Well, I used static. Stacy said consistent. She's a realtor. Brian, give us some of your thoughts. As Stacy also said, swiftly moving market. What are your thoughts about some of the numbers that Stacy just gave to us?
When you're in the trenches, it doesn't feel quite as static, I have to say. You know, when you're dealing with buyers who are dealing with high stress, we still have the multiple offer situations playing out. So behind the scenes and all this consistency of numbers are people who are trying to find a home. And, you know, compared to years past, we may not have quite the same number of bidders as before. But let's say if we have 8 as opposed to 12, versus 10, those top 3 or 4 bidders are very, very motivated and focused, and they are ready to get moving as soon as they can. So they've got, you know, when they bid, they've got their inspector lined up, their financing if needed, whatever it is, they're all ready to go. So static is not how it feels. Although the numbers play out consistently, it's still challenging to try and get a buyer's foot in the door to get a property that they're happy with.
All right. And, you know, maybe I missed last month's numbers as far as the median sale price. I know we were above $4 million for a while. So, and I know $3.25 million is above what it was last year at this time, but the numbers came down a little bit, Stacy, Brian?
Yeah, they actually came down quite a bit, but I think that's a reflection of we had a lot of high-end sales in the beginning of the year. Very beginning of the year, we had a bit of a buildup in the high-end. And then we all of a sudden saw a lot of properties in that 6 million above, 10 million above starting to get purchased, and that really raised our median sales price. And even in a smaller portion of the market this past month, we saw Old Greenwich, we saw their median sales price double. But of course, that's on for Old Greenwich on a sales of only 8. So you have to look below the data and see what's really happening when you have only 8 properties as your sample size. But in general, we've been seeing the median sales price drop. That is normal because we're seeing that trend towards our meat and potatoes sort of sales in that $3 to $5 million range.
Switching gears just a little bit, Stacy, we're down to the final couple of weeks of the legislative session up in Hartford. Anything in particular that the GAR is looking at legislatively coming out of the from lawmakers?
Yes, absolutely. So we're working really closely with the Connecticut Association of Realtors, who has lobbying boots on the ground to make sure legislators know where we stand on the issues. There are quite a few different issues at play right now. I will say one of the big wins this session so far has been defeating the statewide property tax. That's something that pops up every year and obviously is just something that would make, the home buying process, the home owning process much more expensive, and that is not something we need in this environment right now. So happy to say that died early on, and we are keeping close tabs on some other bills. I know there's quite a few housing issues, so we will keep you posted, but I'm hoping to report back with good news at our next show.
Yeah, which will be in June. All right, that's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, Brian Amon, 2025 GAR President. Stacy, Brian, thanks very much for your input this morning. Take care. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Talk soon. Thank you.